Time now for 90 Mile View, the series that gives us glimpses into the lives of folks who live and work in worlds very different from our own. Today we meet Amy Farron. She's a Kansas City singer-songwriter who described herself as musician, artist, and teacher, to list just a few of her abilities. Amy, it's a pleasure to have you here today. Welcome to Up to Date.
Hi, Steve.
You know, when you were seven, you confessed that you annihilated a Muppets toy drum set.
I did.
By eight, you had a legit drum kit, which I understand you still have. Explain what it was like having a musical impulse at such an early age.
I don't know. I didn't know anything different. I thought that that's how everyone's life was. You just had a thing that you loved to do, and you did it.
Where did music come from in your life?
I used to make up songs as little. I was a little baby, little girl. You know, I would just rattle off songs and make them up all day. And I was exposed to music in the house at all times. Mm-hmm. It seems like any time they're at home, there were albums on the turntable.
So you began with the drums.
Yes.
And you play how many instruments today?
About a dozen, roughly.
A dozen.
And that includes some that I built or I made. But yeah, roughly.
Well, take them off. Take off a few of them.
Well, drums, obviously, yeah. First, and I played violin next in fourth grade, and then I taught myself to play guitar, and then bass, and I played theremin on the saw.
What? Theremin? What's that?
It's an amazing instrument that you don't touch to play.
Really?
Yeah, theremin. You know what a theremin is.
I don't know what a theremin is.
You know
is.
What
about,
a theremin is.
The
it's
radio
in
show.
It's in almost all old B-movie horror films, and
okay.
It's in
yeah.
There's a Beach Boys song that's very famous.
Which one's your favorite?
I can only say this because my instruments can't hear me. But I do think that drums are my favorite to play, but my least favorite to haul around.
Even after all these years, the drums are still your favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You've been on the live music scene for two decades, but you say that it's very difficult to sustain yourself just with music shows. Why is that these days?
I don't know. It seems like I play enough of them. I played 122 last year.
Really?
Yes. And that's a lot. And still, you have to diversify. You need different income streams trickling in to make ends meet.
And you've been diversifying in a remarkable way. You're actually, into comedy now, right?
Oh, yeah. I just started doing it. I did my first comedy show last weekend ever, and I had a blast doing it. I got a lot of great feedback. And
Where'd you do it?
At the Improv in Zona Rosa. Mm-hmm. And my friend A.J. Finney invited me up to this show, and we did it, and it was a good time, and I met some fun new people. And, of course, I'm going to pursue it. If I find something I like to do, there's absolutely no one who can stop me from doing it.
You know, the guys who do it for a living say the first time you walk up on that stage in an improv situation, that's pretty tough stuff.
I was nervous, and I normally don't get any sort of stage fright, and I think I was nervous because it was my first time in the comedy club. But as soon as I got there, as soon as I walked up there and grabbed the microphone, it was as it always is,
you know,
it was fine. It was great.
But music is still number one for you.
Yes, it's going to be my first love forever.
Before we go any further, let's take a listen to your musical side. This is Holding Time from Amy CD, Amy Farron, Heart You. Congratulations.
Thank you. That's Betsy Ellis on violin. Betsy Ellis from the Wilders.
You know, you talked about being resourceful. You make the CD covers for your latest album, Amy Farron, Heart You, from recycled material.
Yes.
You also make instruments from salvage materials. I saw the KCUR video of you and your junk cello.
Yes.
I have to say, that's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
where do the pieces for that thing come from?
I live in the West Bottoms, and so almost every single piece came from the West Bottoms somewhere.
And it's, you say it sounds like.
I think it does. I mean, I live right by the trains, and you get to hear them crashing into each other all day and night, and also the horns and the squeal of the wheels. And I think it sounds a lot like the trains.
Well, let's listen just to a snippet of the squeal of Amy's junk cello. Did it sound right for you the first time?
Oh, no.
You put it together?
It's a horrible sounding thing. It's sometimes still a horrible sounding thing.
And you made it. Why then? Why did you pursue it?
I don't know. Why does anybody climb a mountain? You know?
Yeah.
You do. It was something I wanted to do, and I did it. I like to see things through. And
Do you perform with it?
I have. I certainly have. And my last performance, I did an improv piece with it that I don't even remember. I'm waiting to see the footage of that back. I'm told it was good. I don't even remember it. I kind of got in a trance even when I played it. And
but I really liked what you said about it, and that is that the sound of that thing reminds you of where the pieces for it came from.
Right. It sounds
which
like
are the
my
West
neighborhood.
Bottoms.
Yeah, it sounds like my neighborhood for sure.
Yeah.
Certainly.
That's important to you.
It's not necessarily important, but that's certainly what happened. That's how it came out.
Yeah. Yeah, I know you teach others how to craft their own instruments, too. What kind of reaction has that gotten?
Pretty good reactions. My first teaching experience was at the Art Institute, Kansas City Art Institute, and a friend of mine, Hector Casanova, had me go and work with his foundation students. And, man, it was fun. And I went into it blind. I'd never taught a class before. I'd always just worked with individual students. And so it was cool, and I stayed up doing research and finding out what you're supposed to do about teaching and how do you do these things. And I'm asking my teacher friends, what do you do? And they're like, just show up. You'll be fine, you know. And so it was fun. I had a good time. And working with art students was an interesting approach to it, I think, too. I think it probably cooler for my first time than working with musician students.
Oh, that's
because
great.
Musician students would expect it to have parameters already. Certain things needed to look like certain things. But artists were just kind of like, this is how this goes. And it was great. I had some really interesting pieces that came out of that.
Well, that's Amy Farrand. Her CD is Amy Farrand Heart You. You can hear another cut from it at kcur.org, as well as a video with Amy and her junk cello. She performs at the Uptown Arts Bar in Kansas City at 9 o'clock on December 28th. And that information is also on our website. Amy, thanks. So good to have you here. Come back and see you soon.
Thanks a lot, Steve.